From long reads, inside the enhanced games where athletes compete on steroids and growth hormones and Adderall, my whole life I was natural and I knew I was competing with people who were not following the rules, a swimmer tells Clara Mollott in this disturbing feature on the so-called enhanced games. I wanted to see my full potential. Mollott's story is rich with revealing comments from the game's co-founders and participants, not to mention a certain U.S. health secretary, and quietly shaped by its background, ongoing missile defense efforts in Abu Dhabi, where the games are based. How harrowing to see what a singular fixation on potential leaves out. Anyone doing a peptide or joining the enhanced games is doing an N-of-1 experiment, says Andrew Hessel, a synthetic biologist who has spent his career at the intersection of technology and human biology. They are the guinea pig. I hugely support people's right to self-experiment, that's all our lives are. But many people don't appreciate the risks. And if they're doing this for longevity or health, I find the cognitive dissonance just crazy. The games holds that exact intellectual tension at its core.